The Office of Hawaiian Affairs receives most of its operational funding from public land trust revenue comprised of 1 million acres of former Hawaiian Kingdom or Crown lands. OHA's share was set at 20%, but after decades of disagreement, it was capped at $15.1 million 10 years ago. CEO Kamana Opono Crab says that cap is now too low.
We are proposing consideration for the lift of that cap of 15.1 million. Primarily is that we have done research, and for the past 3 years, the Office of Foreign Affairs has returned in total of $8 million.
Crab says the $8 million was deposited into a trust account that is not being used. Attorney General Doug Chin says that carryover account serves a critical purpose and the money should not be touched.
The overages that are described in the past 3 years were preceded by years when the 20% share was actually less than $15.1 million. And so the purpose of the carry forward holding trust account is to be able to handle times when there's a surplusage and times when there's a deficit and to avoid having to go into the general fund.
Chin said in 2009, $4 million of general fund money was used to pay OHA. But not all Native Hawaiians support lifting the funding cap. Ho'omana Pono LLC manager DeMont Connor says OHA should provide a detailed accounting of expenditures first.
With the fiasco surrounding Kanai Oluwalu, my opening, I don't believe that they should be able to get any more funding until they can get their own house in order.
Senator Donna Mercado Kim also asked for an expenditure report from OHA. She says many Native Hawaiian projects are not being supported and urged OHA to do more.
It's sad that we have a Japanese cultural center, Filipino cultural center, Chinese cultural center. We don't have a Hawaiian cultural center. I don't see that as being something that OHA has been on the forefront.
But CEO Crab says Native Hawaiian needs are too great and cannot be met by OHA. Instead, he says, the OHA board adopted a strategic plan that focuses on future sustainability.
It's a sensitive issue because from a Hawaiian perspective, a cultural center does not define us as a people. What is most paramount is our land. It is the lifeblood of our past ancestors, the current living, and the future generations.
The proposed measure also establishes a negotiating committee to discuss the amount OHA should receive as its annual share. Senator Maile Shimabukuro, chair of the Hawaiian Affairs Committee, supports the bill.
The good thing about it is that it appears to be budget neutral. There's about $8 million that is in question here. Those extra monies had to be returned by OHA and have been sitting in an account that was just sitting there unused. So I think it makes sense to return those monies to OHA and lift the cap.
The bill now goes to the Senate Ways and Means Committee for consideration. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.